Books on Tape presents The Prince of Nantucket by Jan Goldstein. Read by Paul Bamer. Chapter 1. Teddy Matheson shot out of the limo into a wild stampede of enthusiastic supporters and a mad crush of media. As he strode toward the battery of microphones outside the Walt Disney Concert Hall, Frank Gehry's dramatic architectural triumph with its billowy silver curves, a cheer went up from a contingent of female groupies who'd begun appearing at his campaign events. The press had dubbed them Teddy's Steadies. This day, this crowd, and this building were the perfect backdrop for a candidate known for his out-of-the-box charisma. Security created a corridor for Teddy, who worked the crowds on either side, smiling broadly, keeping up an ongoing, engaging banter while hastily signing objects and scraps of paper as they were thrust at him. Observing the hoopla from the sidewalk, Judith Mackey, a 40-year-old powerhouse brunette, couldn't help but marvel. It had been like this at every stop since Teddy threw his hat into the race to become his party's candidate for the U.S. Senate. The savvy campaign manager who could have been the head of a movie studio, but chose instead the even more cutthroat world of politics, knew she had a winner the minute she signed on. Not only was Teddy a respected defense attorney, but he was also blessed with movie star good looks and a knack for saying the right thing at the right time. On top of that, he possessed the it factor. Men wanted to be around him. Women wanted to have his baby. Even so, Judith knew only too well that under normal circumstances, Teddy wouldn't...